Good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning, Guy.
Happy Wednesday to you. It's not Happy Wednesday everywhere, though. And I'm going to get straight to it and talk about something that's been bothering me since yesterday. The Geyer Cook Report, normally we are technical stuff, you know, like web pages and such as that. Yesterday, there's a group of people in the world that is suspected to be this thing called ISIS that really jerked my chain. And I looked on the web this morning, doing more show notes, looking, maybe I need to talk about something else. No, I changed. The airport bombing in Turkey gets the stage today. The suicide bombing at Turkey's Atatürk Airport, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry, is a symbolic attack at the heart of Istanbul. And this is a copy from the CNN report. And it goes on to say that if ISIS is indeed behind this attack, like the U.S. and Turkey say they are, this would be a declaration of war. It goes on to say the next sentence really put the wind in my sails. Turkey's vengeance will come down like rain from hell. That's a quote. You can read it on CNN.com. Exactly what they're saying. There's a time when there's some countries you don't mess with. I don't remember ever hearing about anybody attacking Turkey and coming away a winner. You know, they've been playing the game of don't muck with us for too long. And I think this might well be the end of ISIS as we know it. So we'll wait and see. Another part of it that got my attention was last night on the news, they talked about how quickly the Turkish government censored the internet in terms of what was allowed to be displayed and what mobile phones and stuff. And I understand they're trying to probably keep the bad guys from talking to each other and saying, oh, look what we did and such as that. But still, the people that were trying to get in touch with family members, it was really, really difficult. So the shout out time, because we've already done the shout out for ISIS, and we know what that's going to turn into. That's going to rain, and it ain't going to be fun. Look for the show notes with that link to CNN on the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com. Thank you for that, Kelvin, to remind me to plug the show notes and where they're at. And that instance of declaration is the good idea that we got to be on Podbean came from that company that likes to clean over there in Edinburgh, Scotland, Edinburgh Dusters. If you need to have cleaning done, you're in Edinburgh and you need that flat redone so you can rent it again, give Fraser Ramsey a call. He's on, is it Gumtree? Yeah, Gumtree.
Yep.
And the testimonials there speak for themselves. You don't get testimonials if you do work wrong. And he's got a number of them that think the other way. Thank you to Screencast-O-Matic, the great screen recorder that we're recorded with right now. We're able to redo the show in HD. So if you've got 1080p capability, you can see the show, as you know, on YouTube. And so thank you for watching us there. Give us a thumbs up on YouTube. It matters to somebody. A big thank you to our Friends Just Chatting Facebook group, which is a result of a group on blab.im, blab.im, https, blab.im. Look for that logo Monday through Friday. That logo will appear when the co-host of this show, that guy right there next to me, has the show on. It'll be usually, I would say, at least by 3 a.m. Pacific Coast time, it's on, because England's 8 hours ahead of me, and it's coming from his hand that starts this up. But it will be in flux starting on the 4th. Is it the 4th, I'm thinking?
Yeah, your Independence Day. I'm taking my vacation for 2 weeks.
Right. And the common thing, government of France, he's not coming. So you can turn down the alarm systems and the warnings and all of that thing, and the channel won't be occupied with Kelvin on a train coming over to the French countryside. But if that changes, we won't have any way to warn you ahead of time. So on that note, I think I'm going to quit ranting about Turkey. Wouldn't that be nice? Thanks everyone that's listening, that's joined us on YouTube. Have a great week, the rest of it. And let's hope that ISIS.
I just say all our prayers are with those people in Turkey, all those affected by it.
Absolutely. And so on that note, I'm going to say those three words. It's a wrap.